like what they did is build one basically from scratch. I mean, the goal is to return the vehicle back to its original design, the way it was originally designed to be, the way that it was meant to look, function, run. That's the goal. And there's a word, regeneration. You might have heard that word before. It literally means a new birth. When something is regenerated, it is reborn. The Greek word for regeneration references to the changes produced by the return of spring. So think of it that way. Regeneration is a word in the Bible. So think about that. When you see the word regeneration, think of spring. Think how spring is, and we're in winter now, even though it was pretty earlier today. I don't know what it's like now, but think about that and how everything kind of goes dormant and then it just comes to life. That's regeneration. Beautiful flowers, trees, amazing cloud formations, the sun. I can't wait till spring. I love it. It brings new life. And when someone completely restores a classic car, you might say it's regenerated or given a new birth. It's like spring. And I'm sure that when you talk to people who restore these cars, when they talk about them, it's all over their face. They love it. You know, it's restoring it back to the way its original design. Now, did you know that God has a regeneration for you? A regeneration for you. A plan for you to be regenerated, given a new birth, back to your original design. We're going to talk about that. So what is that original design? Romans 5, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God." So our original design is peace with God without sin. Peace with God without sin. That's our original design. And that's what God wants to restore us to. And it's in full relationship with Him. That's our original design, okay? And it's only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. So the only way that this can happen is because of Jesus Christ and His death on the cross and rising from the dead. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So Colossians 1, 19 and 20, "For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross, restored to our original design, without sin, only by the grace of God in the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin." We're back to our original creation, peace with God, okay? I can remember very clearly when I was first regenerated, so to speak, or born again. Spring had come to my life. I woke up the next morning after I'd asked Christ into my life. I'd asked Him to forgive me of my sins. The next morning I woke up, I literally felt like I was brand new. It was like spring. It was like a 66 Shelby Cobra. That's what I felt like. I felt just fantastic. All the rust was gone. Brand new, shiny, ready to run. The ugliness of sin was washed away. I was as happy as a person could be, all because of my Creator, Jesus Christ. Titus 3:5 says this, "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness." So there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. That's what that says. "But according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration." There's that word. "By the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." So I was washed, I was renewed, regenerated, back to my original design. But somehow I knew that there was so much more than that moment. I couldn't stay where I was, but I didn't know what I should do next. Now, for about 9 years, I worked for a company called Ernie Ball. It's a large guitar and accessories manufacturer, and I was in the sales department. It's a great job. The vice president was really an amazing person. He was one of the most amazing people I've ever met for one reason. He was so quick thinking. And I've never heard a guy that could win arguments so easily. And he was very loud and bombastic, and we had a large sales department, and he would be on the other side of the office, and everybody could hear him plain as day, you know. The salespeople, we were all at one end and kind of in a big long row, and there was an open area to the rest of the office. You could just hear him so loudly. He could say he could argue with someone and give 5 points like that. And you could just tell over and over again when I hear these conversations, the other person, whether they were right or wrong, was just left speechless. It was amazing. Now, he was great in that sense, but he had a couple of weaknesses. And one of his weaknesses is he was really sloppy, and he was pretty careless. And I'll give you an example of that. One day, he drove this older, somewhat classic convertible into the parking lot at our office. Okay, so he parked it out there. And our sales staff, we would take our break together, and we'd go outside. It was in California, in Southern California, so it was, you know, usually really nice. And so we'd be out there, and we'd see this car out there. Well, it became winter, and even in California, it rains once in a while, you know. They say it never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn you. It pours, man, it pours. That's a song if you want to look it up. And but it does. And so he left this convertible out all winter long. I mean, rain or shine. And you know, I don't know. None of us, you know, we didn't talk to him that often once in a while, but nobody ever had the guts to ask him, why are you leaving this car out here? Anyway, come spring, he drove it often. But by that time, obviously, the interior was ruined, and it was a mess. Now, going back to my conversion, as great as being born again was, and it was great, I learned very quickly that if I left this new spirit that I had, my new self, leaving the old man behind, and I had the new man. But if I left this restored, shiny car out in the rain, so to speak, it was not going to end well. It would begin to decline and deteriorate. I wasn't going to last. The rust or sin would begin to take over because, you know, the climate or the circumstances I was in could lead me down a path of sin, and I could end up going down that same place I was. So I needed not to stay in one place, but to move forward, to grow. Just like a restored car, you need to drive it. Just like Don said, you got to drive this thing once in a while. Not just look at it, but drive it to keep it healthy and running strong so that there's no decay. I love this quote from Albert Einstein I saw recently. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. I love that. I love that. I just think that's so true. But what did that mean for me, and how was I to do that? So fortunately, I was taught really early on that I needed to get a Bible and begin to read it. Okay? And this was how I was going to keep moving forward, to learn to grow. I mean, there's a lot of other things. You know, you need a Christian fellowship. That's a whole other message. But you really need to read a Bible. And I'll never forget my first time that I went to get a Bible. It was in a Christian bookstore. Now, we give away Bibles here to new believers. Where I was, it was a big church, but nobody gave me a Bible, and I'm glad they didn't, because I had to buy my own, and that was good. I valued it more. So anyway, I didn't have much money at the time. I went into this Christian bookstore, and believe you me, I never, ever would have went into a Christian bookstore. Those of you who know my past, I've talked about it quite a bit, know that I was in a rock band and did all the things that a rock band does when they're out on the road. I would never even, I never even thought about going into a Christian bookstore. Well, when I accepted Christ into my life and he was brand new and I had this new shiny car, I was so excited about Jesus. I walk into this Christian bookstore and I'm like, I was a kid in a candy store. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was just like, oh, look at all these decals. Look at these signs. Look at these CDs. Look at these books. There's Jesus everywhere. This is awesome. Kind of felt like my grandson the other day. You've probably seen this kind of thing where he was opening a present and he couldn't get it all the way unwrapped. And so I was going to help him and I started to unwrap it and it made a sound. Well, he's down on the floor and he's like, he hears the sound. And he's like, oh, he's so excited. He can't stop. That was me. So I'm in there and I bought a couple of decals I put on my car. And I had old Pontiac Le Mans, yes. Anyway, so I bought some decals, but I bought a Bible, and this is that Bible. I still have it. It's a little bit toasted. This one sits on the shelf these days. It kind of will fall apart, but it's a good reminder to me once in a while just how valuable the Bible is, and it's so important to read. And so I need to say this about the lady that helped me. If any of you have ever worked in a Christian bookstore or do someday, it is a total ministry. That lady so helped me. I had no idea what to buy. All I'd ever heard of was this big, huge Catholic Bible in my parents' house, you know, that nobody ever opened. And it just kind of sat there as decor. And so I didn't know anything at all. And so she was so nice, and she got me these tabs on here. I don't know if you can see that, but there's little tabs that tell you what book it is. And that really helped me because I didn't know where to look. So got my Bible. And I begin to find some immediate treasures in the Word. So I'm just going to read a couple of these short scriptures. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I don't know if you're like me, but man, I need all these things. And I needed all these things badly at that time. I had none of these things. You know, I had fear. What drugs had done to my mind. I was afraid. I was afraid of my own mind because of all the drugs that I had done. And godly power, I had nothing like that. Power meant something completely different. And love, and I didn't really know how to love anybody. I was just selfish, you know. And a sound mind, I didn't have that. I needed that. And I read that in the Bible, and I'm saying, this is what I need. 1 Peter 5:10, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered, I didn't really like that too much, suffering, but it's true. Suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Okay, that's what I wanted, to be strengthened. To be strong in who I was, not just because of a talent that I had. You know, I was a musician. If anybody's been a musician, I spoke to a young guy this morning just after the service, and he could relate to some of the things I was saying. Maybe there's somebody out there that can relate to this. But you're a musician, and because you can, you play an instrument, you sing. I wrote songs. You know, we had a little bit of a following, you know, and enough so that we could travel around a little bit throughout the state. But, you know, there's a group of people that like your band, and so you get a lot of attention, that kind of a thing. But really, in the end, it's not real, it's fake. And, you know, I'm not blaming them, but it just happens. And so that's the kind of world I was in. And I didn't want that. I didn't want people to like me because of what I did or could do. I needed to be a solid person, not unreliable. I wanted to keep that rust away, the sin that I had lived in for so many years. Now, over the last 36 years since my conversion to Christ. Long time, gets longer every year. I certainly had my ups and downs, but because of the Word of God, I continued to move forward. I really, you know, when I say ups and downs, yeah, I sinned and occasionally do now, but it's, you know, I'm not going to stay there. I'm moving forward. I'm picking myself up. I'm moving forward in Christ to become more like Christ, to have that relationship with God like Adam and Eve did in the garden before sin came. You know, that's our original design, okay? Now, if I could have the worship team come on up now, that'd be fantastic. I want to read another scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its sinful, by its deceitful desires, excuse me, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Have you been made new? Have you been regenerated? Have you been regenerated like spring? Like you, something happened to you. Something happened to you. Have you been born again, restored to God, to your original design? Do you have peace with God? Do you have that beautiful relationship with God that He would like for you to have? Or is there sin in your life? That rust that clings to you. You don't like it. You don't like it. But it slowly destroys you. And maybe you were restored at one time. Maybe you were regenerated. Maybe that did happen in your life. But you've left that car out in the rain. You need to get back into the Word of God and move forward again. And I want to encourage everybody in this room to get one of those books that Pastor Tim is using, or use the that he wrote, or the app from what's the name of it? YouVersion. Either one of those. And maybe you're a person, you're sitting there and you're going, well, I'm away from God, basically. I've let myself out in the rain, and now I've been left wanting. Well, let's get started. That's an easy way to get started. It starts today. I read the first session today. It took me a couple of minutes to read it. And then you just kind of sit and settle on it a little bit and talk to God for a few minutes. There you go. Get started. Start today. Start today. That would be a great thing for you to do. Now is the day to be renewed, whether it's your first time or you need to go back again, to allow Jesus Christ to restore you and make you new, back to your original design. Now I'm going to have Pastor Tim come up and just kind of lead us, and then we're going to sing a song.
Right there. I don't know what this is. God is so good. He's so awesome.
Fix that.
And God is limitless. God is limitless. And what He wants to do in our lives is limitless. Never get to a place in your walk with the Lord where you feel like you've arrived, right? Because God always has more for us. I gave my heart to the Lord in 1971, and I can honestly tell you, I'm more excited about Jesus today than I've ever been in my life. I am looking forward to what God is going to do, not just in our church, but in me personally in 2018. God is always growing us, always stretching us, always bringing healing and more to our lives. So I want to just ask this morning, how many of you are open and hungry for God to do more in your life? Would you raise your hand up? Because I want to pray for you this morning. Yes, for God to do more in our lives, more restoration, more healing, more life, more wholeness, more of that stability that Pastor Roger talked about. More being more useful and available to be used by God. More of His Holy Spirit empowering our lives. God has more for you. And I want to challenge you and encourage you today. Let's just begin this journey this year and say, God, I'm ready to take that next step in my walk with you. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment. Just right now, come before the Lord. And perhaps you're here this morning and you haven't started the journey. You haven't opened up your heart to Jesus Christ yet, or perhaps you've really just been neglecting your walk with God and you need to make a recommitment of your life to Christ. I want to lead you in a prayer right where you're at of recommitment to Jesus, or maybe making a first-time commitment to Jesus in your life. And so if that's you today, I'm going to ask you again, we just raise our hands. Those of you who want to be included in this prayer of recommitting your life to Christ or giving your life to Christ, you want to start this journey with Jesus. If that's you, would you raise your hand up right now? Just hold it up. Yeah, God bless you. Awesome. God bless you. Others this morning, just want to start this journey with Jesus right over here. Yeah. Yes. God bless you. Others this morning, just wait just a moment. All right, those of you who raise your hand, you can put your hands down. And I just want to lead you in a prayer right now, just right where you're seated. Church, would you pray with those who've raised their hand this morning? Let's pray this together. Father in heaven, thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. God, I need you in my life. I need to start all over. God, this morning, I open my heart up to you. I ask for your forgiveness. I've been trying to do things my own way, and it's not working. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for me, and I believe you've risen from the dead. Lord, come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you who prayed that prayer with me this morning, you gave your life to Jesus, you're one of those that raised your hand up, I want to say God bless you and welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up this morning. We're going to sing this is a great song. And this song really is a prayer of what Pastor